This month, Pennsylvania agricultural officials added Allegheny and Beaver counties, along with 10 others in central PA, to the spotted lanternfly quarantine zone. These pesky bugs native to Asia have been spreading from eastern counties. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant takes a closer look at how expanding the quarantine zone is part of the state's effort to protect fruits and hardwood trees and anyone who spends time outdoors.
There's already a war in parts of eastern Pennsylvania against the spotted lanternfly. People sick of seeing hundreds of reddish wings flocking in their trees or flying in their faces and sticky sap raining down in their yards have taken to swatting, trapping, and even vacuuming them. Philadelphia police asked residents to stop calling 911 to report lanternfly sightings with a tweet welcoming, quote, "our new insect overlords." Joking aside, the State Department of Agriculture wants to save Allegheny, Beaver, and other newly quarantined counties this pain by focusing on lanternfly eggs.
So we're going to scrape an egg mass of the spotted lanternfly.
In this video, Penn State Extension's Emily Swackhammer focuses on a wooden bench beneath a tree that's been infested with lanternflies. There are two muddy-looking smears on the underside.
So here's the egg mass. It's covered with the putty-like substance, and you can see a few eggs protruding out the bottom of this one.
Swackhammer holds a plastic card and a sandwich bag.
So I'm going to just put a Ziploc-type bag under this egg mass and use this card to scrape the egg mass and have it land into the bag. And then I have some just regular rubbing alcohol from the drugstore in the bag, and as soon as the eggs come into contact with the rubbing alcohol, that will kill them.
Each egg mass can hatch 30 to 50 lanternflies, so state agricultural officials want to get rid of as many egg masses as possible.
Right now, before the insects hatch, this is prime time when you're outside cleaning up or hiking or doing whatever you're doing on these nice, warmer winter days. Look for those egg masses.
Shannon Powers is spokesperson for the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture.
It can be on your car. It can be on outdoor equipment, furniture, a rock, a wall.
Adult lanternflies and egg masses attached to cars and trucks can travel long distances. That's why under the state's new quarantine, businesses like agriculture, landscaping, and trucking that move goods in and out of affected counties need state permits.
To help make sure that their employees are being rigorous in checking their loads and checking their vehicles.
A representative from each company takes a training course online and trains its own employees to identify and remove the pest. Power says the state has already issued more than 1 million lanternfly permits. Lanternflies are not just annoying, they're destroying trees and crops. Agricultural economics professor Jason Harper, director of Penn State's Fruit Research and Extension Center, analyzed the costs.
If we were to see it spread into the entire Commonwealth, we would see a loss of probably about 2,800 jobs and an impact of about $325 million per year. So these are significant impacts.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is assisting in some areas to remove one of the lanternfly's favorite foods, ailanthus, the tree of heaven, another invasive species. But so far, efforts like this have not helped the industry's hardest hit by spotted lanternflies, like grape growers and Pennsylvania's wine industry.
My vineyard is covered with them. We literally had this year 300 to 400 of these bugs per vine. So we're talking hundreds of thousands of them.
Dean Scott runs a commercial vineyard that sells grapes to wineries in Kutztown in Berks County. That's where spotted lanternflies were first identified in the U.S.
We lost probably, I would say, between 5% and 10% of our vines already to the lanternfly. But other vineyards were totally destroyed in 2 years. We might lose another 10% or 20% of our vines this year.
When spotted lanternflies are attacking, Scott applies insecticides every few days, but they just keep coming back. He worries whether his vineyard can survive the next few years, and if these bugs will harm wine-producing areas like Erie County, Pennsylvania, New York's Finger Lakes, and even California.
I don't think the quarantine's really working. You can see these bugs actually landing on the trucks, and those trucks are now going out to Ohio. So, they're going to get off the truck.
Penn State researchers also worry about this, but they're hoping the quarantine will slow down spotted lanternflies to give researchers time to develop better insecticides, study the lanternfly's connection with Tree of Heaven, and look at whether to release a species of wasps that kill lanternflies. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.